You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We are now on the second week of Lent, and we will continue meditating on the book of Exodus. Exodus means departure. This week, as we meditate Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 to Exodus 14, verse 9, let us turn our attention to the departure of the children of Israel and their deliverance from Egypt. Their deliverance is a prefigurement of ours. We too were in bondage and slaves to sin. So like them, we are in need of a profound freedom. We too need God's strong hand to deliver us. In today's meditation passage, we can read that God did not lead Israel using the shortest route, but God led the people round by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. God in His wisdom has foreseen that if the people took the shorter route, they will encounter war that would cause them to turn back and return to Egypt, and as a result, be slaves again. There are times in our life when we can't seem to understand where God is leading us. These are the times when we are invited to trust God and His wisdom, knowing that God's wisdom is better than ours. Also in today's reading, we learn about this pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that guided and protected the Israelites during their exodus from the Egyptian bondage. This allowed them to travel by day and by night. This pillar was not just symbolism, but a real phenomenon. It was obviously a miraculous event that God used to lead them, guide them, and protect them for their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. It must have been awesome to see that. But what we have now is greater than what the Israelites had. Theirs was but a foreshadowing of what we have. We have Jesus. He is the true pillar of cloud by day, and He is the true pillar of fire by night. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Jesus, the Word of God, guides our feet and illumines our way. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 22 says, "Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." The pillar is a picture of God's faithfulness and a lesson to us that God never leaves nor forsakes His people. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 20. "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." In this Lenten season, let us remember that we have Jesus, the Word of God, who will never leave us, who will continue to guide us and protect us.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.